All the chatter in Fargo has been about Fargo City Commissioner Dave Pepcorn, who is on back on with us. David, how are you, sir? Welcome back.
Just great. I'm a little bit chilly this morning, but thanks for having me on.
Yeah, always, buddy. Anytime. I always say, I'm over in Minnesota, so I watch all the Fargo stuff I'm over here waving, watching St. Paul, my own nightmares. But hey, how are you over there across the red? Now, it came up. And tell me where the 3% cap thing started and why you think it would be, in your word, catastrophic.
So the main thing is, obviously, we are all hoping for the, property tax reform. So I absolutely support that 100%. But the 3% cap is a very bad idea. And I'll just give you a quick example. During COVID, the construction costs were going up unbelievably, like over 20%.
Right.
And so what we use the property tax money for is for our infrastructure. And so let's say it was capped at 3%. Well, then basically we would be able to do a small amount of our infrastructure that year. And then what that does is then that would carry over. So we would be behind after that. And if you don't mind me, add really quickly, for Fargo, to be honest with you, it's not going to have as much of an impact as the counties and smaller towns where they rely on the property tax much more than we do. To give an example, we have fees for street lights, for water, for wastewater. Do you know what I mean? And so we have more ability, but the impact will be across the state and mostly on counties and smaller towns, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And especially to me, knowing how fast, different markets can fluctuate, how prices can change, et cetera, you talked about during COVID and whatever. Is when it comes to the budget, is a lot of it dependent on contracts and things like that that can change that much?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so all of our infrastructure projects, that's curb and gutter, that's pipes. You know the prices, those went up dramatically, and so that set us back. So, but the other thing I want to point out is if you're going to cap the counties and the cities, then you should be willing to live under the same rules that you make for us. And so obviously they are never going to do that. And so to me, that's not acceptable. It's like, how can you make rules for other people to live by and not live by them yourself?
That's valid. We had the new governor on yesterday. We're talking about this with him. Here's what he had to say. What do you think about that?
To me, that's very unimpressive leadership. And to me, that sounds like he's threatening us. And so to me, when a governor talks like that, I start losing faith very quickly. And so to me, obviously, he doesn't want to live under a 3% cap, and so I don't believe he should hold others that way. So that's very disappointing. So we'll see what happens. And obviously, this is the beginning of the session, and I once again want to say I am very optimistic that we get property tax reform. And I also, in the city of Fargo, we're going to be working on specials, that tax reform as well. So I do think it's great, but it is a huge issue. And caps are unacceptable. And so I hope the legislature looks at other options besides that, because it would have a huge impact. And, when he starts threatening Fargo, that's disappointing. But it will really have an impact, especially like on the western counties in western North Dakota. That would have a huge impact on them funding all of their road projects. So that's disappointing. But I guess, to be honest with you, I'm not surprised.
I think in a way I kind of, he said, well, I could cap this and I could cap that and I could. I don't think he was for any of that either. I'm saying that I think in a way it was kind of an affirmation. But when you're talking about capping spending, what are in your mind, Dave? We're talking to Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commissioner. Are you? Because I know back then they were going to open the books, and Mr. Preston, somebody said we'll go line by line and look at the spending. Are you happy with where you are there? And I would imagine if you were, it'd be a little more easy to deal with some sort of a cap. Yes.
Well, so the separate issue, I'm a fiscal conservative, and so I totally agree that Fargo needs to reduce spending. To give an example, the mayor proposed a $20 million Taj Mahal for homeless people, which is insane. And so that's a separate issue. The spending in Fargo absolutely needs to change. But by the legislature inserting themselves into that, that's a completely separate conversation.